The U.S. military says the number of U.S. troops in Iraq has dropped below 50,000, meeting a target set for August 31st when American combat operations are due to end. The top U.S. commander in Iraq told reporters the number of troops in Iraq will stay at the current level, 49,700, through next summer. U.S. forces will now shift to advising and training Iraqi security forces until the end of 2011, when all U.S. troops must withdraw. Mark Fowler is with the think tank Booz Allen Hamilton. We asked him about the military mission in Iraq.
Things are a bit tenuous, obviously. They're still struggling to put together a government. And I think it's pretty clear that a lot of Iraqis are probably nervous. It's a conflicted thing, as it usually is in that part of the world. They'd like us gone. Many of them would like us gone. But at the same time, they're not sure what's going to happen once we're no longer in control. So I think there's potential for some problems, to be honest with you. Without a neutral arbiter, if you will, to sort of negotiate in good faith between them, they're going to have to fall back on coming to grips with who's in power and who's in charge and making sure they're representing the interests of all Iraqis. And it's going to be tough for them. It's not something they've had a lot of practice with over the last couple of many decades.
Does another international force need to step in?
I think that would be difficult. I think it's not that they can't do it. I think the Iraqis are probably capable of doing it at this point. It's just a question of they need to have faith in themselves, confidence in their own ability, take on the tasks of, you know, running their own country. They're more than capable of doing it, it's my view. But it's a question of confidence. You know, for these last number of years, since 2003, they've had someone else to make all the decisions for them. It is time for them to step up and start making decisions for themselves, and they're capable of doing it. Again, it's just a question of them working through the internal issues and trust issues among each other, which has always been at a low point. The ethnic issues, the religious issues are all at play there. So I don't think that an outside force probably is required at this point, unless things deteriorate much more significantly than they already have.
Do you ever foresee a Western-style democracy in Iraq?
Well, we say Western-style. I mean, I think we may end up with a democracy that fits the needs of a Middle Eastern, the Middle East itself. It's a different culture over there, and they have different way of approaching things. But I think we're pretty close to that now. Again, the transition of power to the peaceful transition of power, of course, is something we're still waiting to see happen. But I think the potential's there. It's just a question of being pushed to the wall until there's no other option. So I think we need to be careful when we call it a Western-style democracy. There certainly can be democracy that will fit the needs of people in that part of the world.
Mark Fowler with Booz Allen Hamilton. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.